The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.
I do want to go to my guest today as well, Dr. Patricia Casey, who is a professor in psychiatry. And she joins me. Good afternoon to you, Patricia.
Good afternoon, Niall. Thanks for having me on.
You're very, very welcome. Look, you have been quite outspoken on many occasions with regards to drugs and many other social issues. And maybe if we could just hire you up slightly on your camera there, we can see you a little bit better, Patricia, or tilt your camera down. Sorry, that's probably our fault. Just not, but that's much better. Get yourself in the middle. But, I mean, the argument from the Labour Party, from People Before Profit, and most likely from the Citizens' Assembly will be that the bottom line is it's already there. Prohibition is not working, and we've lost the war on drugs. Would you agree?
I think that's, as you've already been pointing out, because something is happening and we're not getting on top of it, is no reason to make that substance legal, because what will then happen is that more and more people will use it, because they will say, well, if there's nothing wrong with it, we'll take it. And so you will escalate the problem rather than than controlling it. We had our own experiment on this a number of years ago, about 10, 15 years ago, when there was a loophole in the law and legal highs could be sold. And I don't know if you remember, but there were little shops opening up everywhere selling legal highs. Mm-hmm. And we found in psychiatry that the number of people coming in to the emergency departments at that time with acute episodes of psychosis as a result of these drugs increased by a third. So our workload increased, and these substances were being used increasingly by people who otherwise wouldn't use them. People were saying to me, but you know, they're available, there's nothing wrong with them, why can't we take them? And the upshot was the result were episodes of psychosis and people coming into the emergency department. So I don't know why we need to go down this route again. I think a starting point would be to try the rehabilitation route in cooperation with the Department of Justice and the Department of Health. Get them.
But isn't that what they're talking about, Patricia? I'm sorry, my producer just asked me if you could move slightly into the middle so we can see it a little bit better. And I do apologise. We don't want to miss the wonderful features. But also, the Labour Party are suggesting, and Aaron Reardon said, is, you know, this is not legalisation. This is essentially not even decriminalisation. What it is, like Portugal, and they quote Portugal quite a lot, and Switzerland and many other countries, Canada as well, where they have injection centres and all this kind of thing, that we need to take a more health-based approach to this. In other words, when we catch that poor unfortunate on the street and he has a wrap of heroin in his pocket or he has a couple of wraps, that we don't bring him to court, that we give him leaflets or we give him advice or her advice on going somewhere to get off the drugs. And the money that we save, you know, from not criminalising people, you know, that we ring fence that and put it into a health-based approach. They've also obviously said as well, we need to stop using words like junkie or even drug user, for that matter, has now been suggested that we don't use those words because it stigmatises people. Now, personally speaking, I've got three kids, they're all adults now, but I'm quite happy with the word junkie and I'm quite happy with the word, with the stigma, because I think it's important we have a stigma there, but they disagree with me.
Well, look, the world is gone very woke at the moment, and Ireland is probably the most woke country in the world. So I'm not surprised people are making that ridiculous statement that we should stop calling people drug users, because that's a fact. People are taking drugs. They are using drugs. They are drug users. We're all drug users to some extent. I mean, I've got a cold at the moment, so I've taken paracetamol. So, you know, I use a drug. So that kind of nonsense isn't here nor there. The problem about decriminalising first and then instigating these new procedures, these interventions afterwards, is that we know from this country that what is promised is never delivered. And these interventions, the rehabilitative interventions that are talked about, should be tried before we decriminalise drugs. Let's get working with the Gardaí and the Department of Justice and the Department of Health, I beg your pardon, to work together. And when they do now, before drugs are decriminalized, when they do see somebody who is maybe cut for the first time, they will actually set them up and set in train a process by which they can be receive treatment and assistance.
But should they get any? Should there be any criminal offence? In other words, or should it just be cautionary? Because then, essentially, what we're saying is the Portuguese model is what works.
Before we decriminalise, we know that the Gardaí are already turning a blind eye to it. But instead of turning a blind eye to it, why don't the Gardaí become more proactive in helping, in encouraging people to come forward? Let the government set up a strategy for managing these people, a health strategy, and put the money into it. And then if that works, we can talk about decriminalisation. But we really shouldn't touch decriminalisation until we have put in place a whole infrastructure to help these people, to provide psychoeducation and treatment and intervention. The things cost money, and the treatment for this, the interventions that they have started in Portugal and that they are using in Portugal are very expensive. I do not see the government putting money into this. We already know that their health spending on mental health is only 5.1% of the total health budget. And that's a drop in 10 years of 50%. And it's going to continue to drop. And if they're now saying, yes, we're going to put money into it, I just don't believe that that's going to happen. And instead, we will have people using more and more drugs. And of course, the dealers and the growers of the drugs will respond by providing more and more potent substances, as they have done with cannabis down the years. So I think we are on to a loser if we decriminalise ab initio without any proof or any evidence that this is going to work in an Irish context.
Okay, the Citizens' Assembly will also be tasked with giving the government a report, but also in that report, in relation to, say, cannabis for recreational purposes, cannabis for medicinal purposes. I don't think anybody would disagree with cannabis for medicinal purposes or pain relief, etc., etc. I think most people would probably agree with that to some extent. But in relation to recreational purposes, which now has been legalised in many parts of the world, including many states in America as well, and they haven't seen, you know, the sky fall in. But of course, the argument is that cannabis in itself is not dangerous. It can be very dangerous. To the majority, it's reasonably harmless. But to some people, it can be very dangerous. You mentioned psychosis already and paranoia. So, you know, would you accept or would you agree with even the legalization of cannabis for recreational purposes? Or is that out the door as far as you're concerned too?
As far as I'm concerned, and as far as many of the psychiatrists I know, that is out the door, because it does cause and trigger psychotic episodes, and people with prior mental illness, it destabilizes them. So it is not good for people's health. You're right about it being less dangerous than drugs like cocaine, but my sense is that the Citizens' Assembly will go for decriminalizing everything. And cocaine is a highly dangerous drug. It is used by a lot of criminals. It induces paranoia. It can cause death, murder.
Of course.
People become extremely paranoid with cocaine. It's highly. So I think we have to be careful about what we wish for. And I would have thought the status quo, but with funding being put in place so that people can be referred for interventions before we ever decriminalise. I think that's the starting point.
In relation to the Citizens' Assembly themselves, do you have faith in the procedure? I mean, we've seen the Citizens' Assembly involved in many referendums now and many different projects. This year alone, by the way, they're obviously reviewing abortion legislation, they're reviewing sex education, and they're also reviewing drugs. Do you have faith in what is supposed to be an independent panel of people from all walks of life? A lot of people doubt the veracity and the competence of the Citizens' Assembly to come up with a balanced result. Do you trust them?
Of course I don't. No, of course I don't trust them. They're absolutely predictable in everything they say.
Are they left? Are you trying to say they're left-leaning? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
I think they're very woke-leaning. I think they're probably left-leaning, and they're entirely predictable. I refused to go before them, having accepted an invitation at one point. I then backed out in relation to the abortion issue because I saw how they were behaving to the people who went on, who took the same view that I did, and I didn't want to put myself through that and through being vilified. They do not respect other people's opinions, and they have a predetermined agenda. I have no faith in them, and I don't. And the only people's assembly I would accept is the government. The government are elected. I don't think very much of the current crowd, but at least they are elected by the people. They're not chosen. You know, I've no idea how the Citizens' Assembly were chosen.
Are the government pawning off their responsibility to the Citizens' Assembly, essentially saying, "Well, look, this wasn't our decision. This is yours."
Yes, that's exactly what they're attempting to do, but nobody will be fooled by that.
Well, unfortunately, legislation has been dictated by it, because we're now seeing a situation where last week, and sorry to go off in a slight tangent for the subject, in relation to abortion legislation and the review of the abortion legislation, that People Before Profits legislation, or the legislation they've proposed, got to a private member's bill, and now it's gone to the second stage and now goes to the Oireachtas. So it's quite possible, now it may not, of course, but politicians don't vote against their own parties, it may not actually go through, but in saying that, it looks like it'll happen sooner rather than later.
My point, Niall, was in relation to the Citizens' Assembly, how predictable they are, and how that nobody would believe when the government says it's their decision, that it's not their decision in relation to drugs. And then, of course, it will come back to the government. And, you know, once you start the ball rolling, once they have taken the advice of the Citizens' Assembly, then in a few years' time, even if the Citizens' Assembly only agreed to decriminalise cannabis, in a few years down the road, we'd be seeing what's happening with abortion. We'd be seeing in government a further attempt to liberalise the law. So I think once you open any of these doors in these controversial areas, there is only, for now, one way that things go after that for a time. Of course, there is the arc of history, so things come round again, but, you know, not in my lifetime.
Well, listen, I got to thank you very much indeed for joining us on the show today, Dr. Patricia Casey. Thank you very much indeed.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.